This week's parasha, we have the pasuk that says "Vayasa Moshe Israel miyamsuf." Moshe Rabbeinu forced the Jews to move from Yamsuf, Vayetzu el Midbar Shur, and this is where they went. Vayelchu shelosh yamim b'midbar v'lo matzu mayim. And when the Jewish nation, they were traveling for 3 days in the Midbar, they did not find water. And basically, this is what happened, and they went to Marata, the pasuk says, "Velo yachlu lishtot mayim b'mimara ki marim hem." And they even went to this location, which is called Mara, and the waters over there were bitter. That's a simple translation, but as we know, Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem Tov says, it wasn't because of the fact that they were not able to drink the waters, because the waters were bitter. Ki marim hem, says Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem Tov, refers to the Jews and their feeling. When a person is bitter, automatically you are interested to complain. Since you are interested to complain, the waters and everything else is also a source of complaint. So therefore, at the end of the day, marim hem, says Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem Tov, that it refers to the Jews. The Jews themselves were bitter, and therefore they were not able to drink the water because the water was bitter. Once you are bitter, everything around you and surrounding you is no good anyway. So therefore, Alken Karashema Mara, they call this location Mara. Mara means the lotion of bitterness. Vayilonu ha'am al Moshe le'emor manishte. They started complaining to Moshe, what should we drink? And the Pasuk tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him what to do to be able to, give them water. So there is a very, very interesting nekuda that Harav Shimon Schwab, he was the Rav of the German Jews in Washington Heights, he mentions in his Sefer tremendous point based on the Gemara Masechet Baba Kama. The Gemara says the idea that the Jews went Shloshet Yamim b'Midbar v'lo matzu mayim, ein mayim el Torah. The fact that they did not find water, not finding water, refers to that they were not able to have Torah, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya Navi, "Hoi kol tzameh lechu l'mayim." Whoever is thirsty should go to water. What do you mean? I need a Navi to tell me that if I'm thirsty, I should go drink water. So the Chachamim understand that the deeper level of understanding this pasuk means, whoever is thirsty for Torah, for spirituality, go to Ein Mayim Ela Torah, go to Torah, and therefore you will be able to quench your thirst based on learning Torah. So therefore, based on this, the fact that the Jews were in the Midbar for 3 days, with lack of water, so the Chachamim established Nevi'im, refers to Moshe Rabbeinu originally, and then Ezra Sofer later, they established that on Shabbat, Sheni Vashilishi, they should have Kiryat HaTorah. That a Jew should not be without Torah reading for 3 days. Because, Hoi kol tzameh lechu l'mayim, go to the water. Source of water is what? Torah. So therefore, 3 days, that's the pasuk. Shabbat, Monday, Thursday, so that there should not be 3 days that will pass by a Jew without Torah. So he said, what does it mean? So says Harav Schwab as follows. He says, imagine that the Jews, Nasu ben Yisrael mi Yamsuf. Biggest miracles happened by Kiryat Yamsuf. The Jews were able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, Ra Shivcha al Hayam, Mashalora, Yecheskel ben Buzi. That the Shivcha, the basic Shivcha that up to couple of days ago, this is only the seventh day already, up to couple of days ago, was the Jews were slaves in Egypt. Even though that 6 months before that already they stopped the slavery, but the Maaseh, they were Avadim in Egypt. So now Shivcha al Hayam was able to see what Yecheskel ben Buzi was not able to see. They reached such a high madrega. They were able to see the open miracles. Ze Eliv and Vehu, they were able to point out to God and see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing all these miraculous acts for them. So that to the extent that they declared Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Va'ed, God shall be the king forever and ever. Now they come out from the water. So they start complaining, where is our water? Vini, we are thirsty. Where is it? So says Harav Shuab, Ba'afal Piken, after all of these miraculous actions that HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed for the Jewish nation, Kishahalchu Sheloshet Yamim Velo Matzu Ma'im, when 3 days passed and they were in the midwater, they were not able to find water, Lo Pish Peshu B'Ma'asehem, a person, the Jews, they even did not search and investigate their ways to be able to see maybe perhaps the chisaron is from us, the deficiency is from us, the fact that there is no water is from us. So no, velo bikshu behachna'am im Moshe Rabbeinu, not even with humility did they request that give us water. Ela betluna, they had complaints that nothing is good enough, nothing is sufficient, nothing is going our way. Says Roim Anu Mize, Shaf Har Roshem Ayoter Nifla Shevaolam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could perform the biggest miracle in front of our own eyes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could reveal Himself to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could destroy our enemy in front of our eyes and save our lives at the same time in all miraculous activities. And we originally were affected by it. That Hashem Yimloch Leolam Vaed, God will be our King forever and ever. 3 days passes, you forgot about the whole thing. That means the biggest miracle, it only lasts for 3 days. So, therefore, the Chachamim said, let it not pass 3 days from the last Kriyat HaTorah. When they read the Torah in public, you are affected. Monday, come again Thursday. Thursday, come again Shabbat. Listen, because the effect will go away. You cannot live without listening to Torah more than 3 days. So therefore, because otherwise, the entire impression that it placed upon us, person, especially in our days, that we are bombarded with so much information, and a person could be distracted in one shot, so a person cannot live without Torah, Kriyat HaTorah B'tzibur, after 3 days you become weakened. Lachen tiknu ha'nevim shebotu ador, this is the idea. The effect of Torah will go away. The effect of biggest miracle goes away. That is the hint from the Pasuk that based on this, the Chachamim established Kriyat HaTorah B'Tzibur.